Iran-backed Houthis attack more ships, celebrate humiliating Joe Biden. By John Hayward on July 17, 2024. The Iran-backed Houthi terrorists of Yemen attacked two more ships with drones, missiles, and even crewed vessels on Monday, reportedly damaging one of their targets. The leader of the insurgents, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, on Tuesday declared his forces have humiliated the United States under President Joe Biden with their constant attacks. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center, UKMTO, reported a Houthi attack on the Israeli-owned, Panama-flagged Mount Bentley off the coast of Yemen on Monday. Unlike most Houthi attacks, this one involved two crewed small craft in addition to a surface drone. UKMTO said the unmanned small craft collided with the vessel twice, and the two-manned small craft fired at the vessel. The targeted ship conducted self-protection measures, and the Houthis aborted the attack after about 15 minutes. The captain of the Bentley later reported three waves of Houthi missiles that detonated near his ship. Later on Monday, a Marshall Islands-owned, Liberian-flagged oil tanker called Mount Kaios Lion was attacked by a Houthi unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV. According to UKMTO, the UAV impacted on the port side, causing some damage and light smoke. No injuries were reported from either attack, and both ships were able to continue on their courses. A social media account affiliated with the Houthis on Tuesday posted photos and video purportedly of the attack on the Kaios Lion, including a missile striking the tanker and causing a massive explosion. The accuracy of this video was not verified by any reputable military sources or international media. Houthi military spokesman Yahya Sari said the latest round of attacks was intended as a response to Israel's airstrike on the Gaza city of Khan Yunis on Saturday. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry immediately claimed massive civilian casualties from the strike, while Israeli military and intelligence officials said it was a targeted strike that killed Hamas Khan Yunis Brigade Commander Rafa Salame, and may have eliminated Mohammed Diouf, leader of the military wing of the terrorist organization. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, confirmed the attacks, including the Houthis' use of crewed boats and a surface drone in the assault on Mount Bentley. CENTCOM also said U.S. forces on Monday destroyed five Iranian-backed Houthi uncrewed aerial vehicles, UAV, three over the Red Sea and two over Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. This continued reckless behavior by the Iranian-backed Houthis threatens regional stability and endangers the lives of mariners across the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, the statement said. The Houthis claim to be acting on behalf of Palestinians in Gaza, and yet they are targeting and threatening the lives of third-country nationals who have nothing to do with the conflict in Gaza, the statement noted. Abdul Malik al-Houthi, leader of Ansar Allah, Army of Allah, the Houthi name for their movement, gave a televised speech on Tuesday in which he praised his forces for ostensibly supporting the Palestinians in Gaza by attacking international shipping. Houthi said the United States has been humiliated by persistent Houthi attacks, pointing to the departure of the aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower from the Red Sea. After the expulsion of its aircraft carrier, America turned to involving its Saudi agent to push it into serving the Israeli enemy more than it already does. Our people's turnout last Friday was massive and great, as millions flocked to the squares to show the world their steadfastness and support for the Palestinian people despite every agent's will, he said. The Houthis periodically stage large rallies to demonstrate support for the Palestinians. The rallies their leader referred to on Tuesday coincided with the Muslim holiday of Ashura. Allah has humiliated the modern-day arrogant tyrant, the U.S., at the hands of our people, he declared. With Allah's will, the tyranny of the U.S.'s agents will be broken, and their capabilities will be destroyed by the hands of His faithful servants. We will spare no effort in supporting the Palestinian people. We will continue to support and back Gaza in coordination with other support fronts and the free people of the nation, he pledged. The Eisenhower was not recalled out of fear for its safety. It concluded a long mission that began a week after Hamas terrorists attacked Israel on October 7, and its original six-month deployment has been extended three times. During that time, the carrier and her battle group have been key elements in one of the most intense naval battles of the past 50 years, intercepting dozens of missiles and drones provided to the Houthis by Iran and participating in numerous rescue missions. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visited the Eisenhower on Tuesday to congratulate the crew on a job well done. "Man, what stories I got to tell. You guys play defense, you play defense. And when somebody comes at us, we come back harder at them," Sullivan told the sailors as the Eisenhower headed home to Virginia. The Eisenhower will be replaced by USS Theodore Roosevelt, which is sailing to the Middle East from the Pacific. Danish shipping giant A.P. Moller Maersk warned on Wednesday that shipping disruptions in the Red Sea are beginning to affect the entire global network. The cascading impact of these disruptions extends beyond the primary affected routes, causing congestion at alternative routes and transshipment hubs essential for trade with Far East Asia, West Central Asia, and Europe, Maersk said. Ports across Asia, including Singapore, Australia, and Shanghai, are experiencing delays as ships reroute and schedules are disrupted, caused by ripple effects from the Red Sea, the statement continued. "We are preparing for continued disruptions by adjusting our network and supply strategies accordingly," the company said.